Okay, well, good morning, everybody, and it is my pleasure to introduce our speaker today. 28 years ago, Dawn Ottensweeney was just 23 years old, engaged to be married to Larry. She was living in Cleveland and working 60-plus hours a week in a retail management training program that she was recruited for out of the University of Michigan. The Mary Kay product line opportunity was introduced to her by a new consultant who was asking women to be face models for her Mary Kay portfolio. Dawn had a Mary Kay makeover and fell in love with the skincare set. She agreed to attend a Mary Kay recognition event. At that event, she saw women who were inexplicably excited about sitting on thrones and wearing crowns and sashes. She was also impressed with the income potential, but most of all, she fell in love with the culture of women encouraging and supporting each other to their best version of themselves around the priority of God first, family second, and career third. She bought her starter kit that night with a post-dated check, and the rest is history. The last 28 years have been spent in small towns like Douglas, Arizona, on the Arizona-Mexico border, St. Simons Island, Georgia, and Metro Detroit. In the 28 years that Dawn has built her business, she has built her business being single, being married, having babies just 24 months apart, C-sections, no family around, federal agent husband who worked lots of hours, travel sports, two open heart surgeries for her son, both kids through college, and now with a daughter who is the youngest pink Cadillac director in Michigan, Senior Sales Director Alden Sweeney. Some of Dawn's career highlights are top director trips, 12 out of 15 years all around the world, 2 years of over $1 million in unit production, the number one unit in Emerald Seminar and number six in the nation. Highest commission check, not including free cars and product sales, for 1 month has been over $27,000. She's had a 1099 of over $100,000 for the last 20 years and has had a 1099 of over $200,000 for the last 3 years. Over 50 carats of diamond rings, bar pins, and bumblebees, and the coveted Miss Go Give Award. Dawn is currently a national sales director who takes her role as a legacy leader very seriously. Her skyscraper area is building to inner circle as they support the growth of multiple national areas in the next 5 years. Please help me welcome from Canton, Michigan, Independent National Sales Director Dawn Ottensweeney.
Thanks, Cindy. Can you hear?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you, Cindy, for just being so diligent and walking this out. This has been going on for a long time because she's willing to coordinate this with all of us. So thank you so much. I'm assuming that the people who have dialed in that, you know, this has become part of your Monday routine, that it's your daily plug-in, not just weekly plug-in. Leaders don't need a weekly plug-in. They need a daily plug-in. Mary Kay, one of the first things I heard at New Consultant Orientation was listen to a Mary Kay tape daily. And they weren't CDs back then. They were cassette tapes that we had daily. And, you know, I hear sometimes leaders say, well, there's so many calls, there's, you know, I can't keep up with it. You guys, you're not, if you're not listening to another CD, I can understand if you're listening to a CD and a conference call, so that's two things in a day. But if you're not, have your conference call, this is your Mary Kay CD for the day, every day. I've never seen anyone get discouraged or frustrated in their Mary Kay business when they're doing activity and they're listening to a Mary Kay CD every day. Never. I mean, Mary Kay's, her wisdom just continues to amaze me in, as it stands the test of time. So this may be your daily, your, you know, weekly plug-in. It could be that trip is your goal or trip was your goal. But for all of you, I've been praying this morning and this weekend that this is a catalyst for you. And if you're not sure what catalyst is, look up the definition for that, because that's what I hope to be this morning. If you are part of Push 2.0, the Pacesetter program that I'm doing, know that you're going to hear some things again. But this message I wanted to share again, and I just encourage you to listen with fresh ears for what God has for you today. My first trip was to London, and you know I wanted that trip like a DIQ who's going to get it done. If we can look back in retrospect, we know as leaders when DIQs are going to get done because that's how bad they want it. They don't know how, but they want it like their next breath. They are going to find a way or make a way to get that done. You know, I wanted that trip like you did the last finish line that you were sold out for. Hopefully you can remember that. Hopefully that wasn't in your distant past. If it was, you need to spend some time remembering, you know, your mindset at that place. Like, why did you want that badly and you were willing to figure it out? You know, the first trip to London, it wasn't the location or even the prestige that a trip director has in Mary Kay, or that level of recognition or the increased income or the fun. I mean, I enjoyed all those benefits going on the trip. But, you know, I've looked back, why was I so focused on growing my unit? This was my second to third year as a sales director. So I had just finished my second year. I was 18 months, you know, I had a 12-month-old to, you know, two-year-old, and I was pregnant. When I went on my first trip, I was 5 months pregnant with my daughter and had an 18-month-old at home. So what got me so focused to go from $500,000 to $650,000 in my second to third year as a sales director? You know, I at that stage of my life, my husband traveled a ton as a federal agent. You know, I had one baby, then two. I had a C-section with the first one with Jake, and then open heart surgery when he was 4 months old. We didn't have family around. You know, I was pregnant again. So what kept me focused on that? You know, I'm not sure what'll keep you focused on your trip goal, what needs to happen to get you refocused, but I'm going to share with you, after really praying about this, like, why did I stay focused on that goal and some of the other ones that I want to share some recent insight that I've had, and maybe this is going to be helpful for you, and then I want to give you some advice that I feel confident that if Mary Kay Ash was doing this call for you this morning, that she would give you. So you guys heard, you know, in my accolades, I was raised up by Debbie Moore in her unit, in her area, and I had seen her and Kathy get ready and go on trips, and then they'd come back and show the videos. You know, it's like my grandparents, and they did the trip of the Holy Lands. They came back, and we had family slides, and so our family, Mary Kay family, would watch the videos of the trips that Debbie and Kathy would come back with, and I didn't want to miss any more of those. You know, I didn't want to miss being part of that, but that wasn't the first time. As I, you know, really prayed about this, that wasn't the first time that God's given me a little snapshot or exposure to what my future could look like through Debbie Moore. I mean, it all started in a mall. You heard that in my accolades. It's going to be 29 years ago this May. I was 23 years old. I was working a lot in, you know, what was supposedly a great job in 1986 for a great company, for great money. I had a great degree, and I had no life, and I had no future in that industry, and no cash flow, definitely no fun, and I had no females that I wanted to be mentored by at all. I didn't really even want to be friends with them, no less mentored by them. I was sitting in that mall doing competitive shopping report, thinking about my visa bills that weren't going down, and thinking about a future that I was not looking forward to. And two women walked by me, professionally dressed. And when I say professionally dressed, like, now we think of that as a national suit or a director suit. But in the late 80s, professionally dressed was women looking like men, like wanting to look like men. In the mid-80s, you know, we were openly acknowledging that men were making more money than women. In fact, the training program that I had been recruited for out of the University of Michigan, the guys were making thousands of dollars a year more in entry-level salary because they were men. Same grade point, same college, paid the same tuition. I asked the recruiter when I heard that, because that didn't settle well with me. And he said, really, you won't. If you want to keep this job, you're not going to really bring that up again. So in the late 80s, we decided, I guess, that, okay, so if we dress like men, then we'll be paid like men. So when I graduated from business school, the women literally were wearing navy blue suits. Women started to wear pantsuits like men, navy blue, white shirts, maroon ties. Ties, like women were wearing ties. And if you, you know, were back in that era, look at pictures in the 80s, you'll see. And so I saw these women walking through the mall professionally dressed, Mary Kay professionally dressed, not 1980s style corporate America professionally dressed, you know, in a skirted suit. Oh my gosh, Mary Kay was so wise. Skirted suit, Mary Kay style. Debbie Moore with her bar pin on, her Mary Kay rings, you know, colorful, sharp, shoes, beautiful, makeup, attractive, pretty, dynamic. Not the women that I worked with and was being groomed to be, they looked pasty, boring, dead-looking. I mean, it was totally opposite of what, when I say professional, when I saw Debbie with Nancy Murata, there was a little snapshot that God showed me. And then, you know, I was invited to that event. And after that event, at the end, Debbie Moore sat in front of me, and I am so glad. She didn't say, okay, well, we'll call you tomorrow, or we'll send you a link, or, you know, your recruiter will follow up, who was pretty timid and new, so that conversation probably wouldn't have gone as effectively. Debbie sat in front of me and, you know, really overcame my objections. She could see that there was something in this that had grabbed my attention and my heart and my head, and she recruited me. It was a verb. It was not passive at all. It wasn't sharing. It was recruiting. And I told her I wanted her job. And I so appreciate she told me the truth. She said, you can have my job, but you're going to get your starter kit and start off like everyone else did. She wasn't threatened. And I love that. That was so attractive. Again, that was a little snapshot of what leadership looked like in Mary Kay, that, you know, you could lead people and not be in corporate America. The women that, you know, I had been recruited in to be mentored by, they were threatened by me because I was in competition for their job security. Because, see, the only way I could have their job was if they died, retired, quit, or hopefully was promoted, but there's only so many more jobs ahead of them. They became less and less. I mean, that's a true pyramid. So that was another little snapshot. Another snapshot is I got to go to her home for new consultant orientation. It was just me and Debbie, my recruiter, and I remember Taylor, who now is expecting her second baby and is a Cadillac senior sales director. She was 3 years old. I remember Taylor walking out with this plate of chocolate chip cookies that had just come out of the oven because Debbie had their nanny there, and that was a little snapshot. I had a nanny lined up before, you know, I gave birth to my first child because that's what I saw. But Taylor walked out with those chocolate chip cookies, and I saw that snapshot of what it could look like to live with God, family, and career, to design your job around your life versus your life around your job, because what I had seen in corporate America was very different than what I was seeing. So I signed up May 19th. Soon after I signed up and got my start order, Debbie told me I needed to go to seminar. And I listened to her. Why? Because I was hooked. You know, I wanted what she had. I wanted her outfits, her jewelry, her job, her flexibility, her lifestyle, her passion, her future income. God knew he knows who to put you with. He knows. He exposes you to the people. He exposes you to the promised land that you need to see those snapshots of, those little exposure of what can be in your future if you are willing to flesh it out, if you're willing to walk it out. You know, God had given me a glimpse of her life, as he always will when you seek out people, when you pray for people and answers who have gone where you want to go. See, I had gone to business school thinking that, you know, the degree was going to, you know, give me that snapshot, give me the vehicle. It was going to be the ticket. Little did I know that none of the professors had been where I wanted to go. So what I got was a degree. I didn't get mentoring nor a vision for my future. God's always going to give you a sneak peek. These calls are great. They give you a sneak peek. Leadership is great. Career conference is great. It gives you a sneak peek at the next level. You know, think of the 12 spies that were sent out to check out the promised land. I encourage you, I don't have enough time to do it now, but I'd really encourage you to open up and do it in the message version. You know, read it in whatever version, you know, you currently read, but read it in the message version. Numbers 13, 1 through Numbers 14:10. It talks about scouting out of Canaan, of the 12 spies being sent out, and that whole story. But the 10 came back after they got a sneak peek at what was available to them. And there's like, no way, there's giants there, we can't do it. You know, they decided not to proceed, and they convinced the other people not to proceed. It wasn't worth it. Whereas Joshua and Caleb, so they're two out of the 12, came back saying, it's ours. Let's go get it. Joshua and Caleb were can-do leaders. They had a I-can-do-this spirit. They said, God, if you'll help me, I can do that. you know, we could spend hours pulling this all apart, the story about the 10. You know, I don't want to spend a lot of time studying them. I just know I don't want to be them. You know, those 10, they came back and they not only changed the course of their future, but hundreds of thousands of other people's futures were changed, not for the better, for the worse, because they came back and spread bad news. That they came back and spread a report based on fear and self versus God confidence. And so I want to talk about Joshua and Caleb. They were legacy leaders. They're legacy leaders of Moses. And if you're on this call, you're a legacy leader because your leadership stems back to Mary Kay Ash. My leadership is Debbie Moore, Daylene White, Mary Kay Ash. Through Moses, Joshua and Caleb had seen a glimpse and heard what the promised land was like. Through your legacy leadership, through your ability in this day and age, back in the day when I started, I mean, we really got so much less exposure than you all have. Every Monday, you have a call with a different national sales director who is a legacy leader or is trained by a legacy leader. Wow. I mean, that is, honestly, now I think people have so much exposure, they take it for granted. And so I'm hoping this helps you maybe recognize when God does open up and give you those little snapshots, because it not only makes a difference for you in your future, it makes a difference for thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands or millions of others. You have no idea. Joshua and Caleb, they were given a snapshot, exposure, a glimpse, and then they had to be willing to flesh it out. There has to be a point when you're willing to flesh out, walk out what you're desiring for your future. You know, I believed that if I did what Debbie Moore told me to do, then that snapshot, that exposure, that promised land would be mine. So without the internet, without cell phones, without London calling calls, without push calls, without coaching calls, I fleshed it out. 10 party weeks I did when ramping it up was needed. That's what Mary Kay challenged us to do. 20 party months were average, normal. That was normal through life. When life was crazy, you know, or busy, when it wasn't, you'd kick it up, you know, when you had more time and do 10 party weeks. If not, 20 party months were average until a trip unit was built. And then when an opportunity came to spend time with at an event, someone in a place I wanted to go, I qualified for it. That's where London came in. I qualified for the London trip because I wanted to be with the people and the places I wanted to go. That's why I got a Cadillac 6 months from debut. There was an opportunity for training. That's how I had the time that I did with Daylene White. Also, Cheryl Warfield was critical the initial couple 36 months of my business. Cindy Williams, Rena Tarbett, Kathy Helu. Each time I got a glimpse, exposure, snapshot, and then I got to walk it out, to flesh it out. You know, on the trips, I got exposure to extension trip directors, to million-dollar directors, to people who were building national areas. See, legacy can't be passed on unless there's can-do leaders that rise up, like Joshua and Caleb, and say they decide. Then they discipline themselves, and they walk it out. No one sat me down and said, you're a legacy leader. You need to walk this out. It was offered to me just like it's being offered to you and has been offered to you. Then you decide. Then you discipline yourself to walk it out. I still continue to walk it out for the same reasons. I walk it out to honor and pay back Mary Kay Ash and Daylene and Debbie Moore. You know, me living below the gifts and talents and time that God's given me, first off, is dishonorable to God, period. Secondly, it's dishonorable to the leaders and the legacy that have gone before me. You know, God's always provided me with those snapshots, the opportunities to see the promised land, that exposure, and he'll do the same thing for you. He's no respecter of persons. He will do exactly and has done exactly the same thing for you. But he's always given me, and he'll always give you the choice to act on it or not. He's always given me, and he will always give you the choice to walk it out or not. He has always given me, and he will always give you the choice to run to it or not, to make it a reality or not. You know what? This did not look like Mary Kay Ash calling me every week, Daylene White calling me every week, Debbie Moore calling me every week. Not daily, not them doing calls that I listen to them every week, not coaching sessions. It was not them reaching out, honestly, and chasing me. It was me chasing them. Still, reading what they wrote, listening to what they taught, because there was no reason for them to repeat themselves, that they had already done it. And then once I had fleshed it out, walked it out, I earned the privilege of more time and more exposure and more training. But now it was at another level because I was ready. I had done the work. I had earned that time. Some consultants and directors right now, they're a little confused. They're paying outsiders or taking counsel from some who have never been to the promised land that you want to go to. Counsel, it's supposed to be wisdom and knowledge of what life is like there. And if there is desirable enough, you'll be willing to figure out how to get from here, wherever your here is, to there. I have never taken, and I encourage you, to not take counsel from anyone who is not where you want to go. That goes for marriage, healthcare, parenting, financial management, spiritual growth, or business. You know, the other disconnect that I'm seeing right now is that I see Joshua and Caleb leaders saying, oh my gosh, I see it. You know, we'll see that at a new consultant coming to an event, coming, you know, hearing about the opportunity going, oh my gosh, I see it. You know, you at leadership, what did God let you see at seminar last year? What did he let you see? But there's a disconnect between the exposure and the fleshing it out. You know, they had to conquer the giants. Joshua and Caleb saw the same giants that the other 10 did that didn't proceed. They had to still conquer those giants to get to the promised land. You know, you right now, I want to put a giant out there that if you haven't slayed it, I'm going to encourage you to. And this is where the Mary Kay Ash advice comes in. If Mary Kay Ash had been at leadership conference that we just went to in Nashville, I believe that she would have stood up on that stage and challenged us to do a 10-party week. Because I saw her do that multiple times during my career when we really needed just a little adrenaline rush. We needed a B12 shot. We needed a Red Bull. We needed that little, you know, extra energy, catalyst to get things going faster, which if the pace at which you're moving right now, your January and February, is not going to get you to where your seminar 2015 goal is by the end of June, then you need this. It's the giant that you need to slay next. I've been listening to a CD where Ann Newberry, our retired Emeriti National, was sharing at the NSD debut of Beth Pylon. And she was sharing with the Nationals that when someone came to Mary Kay Ash, a director came to Mary Kay Ash or a consultant complaining things that things were not happening how they wanted it to. She, Ann Newberry, said that Mary Kay always got back to the core of the issue, that it was because of three reasons that things weren't happening the way that they wanted them to. One was they were not managing their time well enough. Two, they were not focusing on where this work pays off. Or three, they have not done enough of what they needed to do to get to where they want to be. This is what Ann Newberry shared that Mary Kay would share. And then she shared a story of sitting in Mary Kay's office. And Mary Kay Ash was, they were visiting and had earned that right for some reason, probably all the reasons, developing the whole Northeast and many countries for Mary Kay Cosmetics. But she shared that Mary Kay's secretary had taken a call from a director, and the director would not hang up until she talked to Mary Kay, and this director was understandably, she was very upset. She was, you know, going to quit. You know, her husband wasn't supportive. She wasn't making any money. And so Mary Kay asked permission to take this phone call. And so Ann heard Mary Kay's interaction and this director, you know, crying and talking about how she needed to quit. Things weren't working out. She wasn't making money, la, la, la. And Mary Kay's conversation was, okay, straighten up and listen. All right, sit. Straighten up and listen. She said, okay, this is what, you know, you need to do. You're going to get off this phone, make a list. This week, you're going to book 10 parties. Not next week, this week, because you'll procrastinate on it and you won't do it. Promise me. She said, Mary Kay Ash said three times, promise me, and then call me that you did it and how it went. And she said, I heard Mary Kay give this advice time and time again, that when people were frustrated or disappointed with their business, she would always recommend pull everything back to the front, prove that people will buy, that they enjoy this product. This is a retail business. Anne said that Mary Kay would always share that people, they digress emotionally. They get consumed doing things that are comfortable, that looks like they're working, but they're not making money. And so Mary Kay always went back to the 10-party week. And I know. I mean, I have a couple notes from Mary Kay in ribbons that sometime I will take the time to dig through my stuff and pull out that Mary Kay sent as a congratulations for a 10-party week. But that, I believe that's what she would have shared. And I, you know, have shared this message at my Michigan Get Your Year in Gear and at Leadership Conference. And the directors who are doing this, it is pretty darn exciting to see what's happening. I mean, how would you like after the end of next week, if you take Mary Kay's advice and don't wait till next week, do it this week? They have more than 150 new leads. You know, one of the people who did the 10-party week, she said, you know what, I've paid for bridal fairs hundreds of dollars and not gotten 150 leads. 150 new leads, they have on average 10 to 15 new bookings, parties booked, well over 2,000 in sales, even if they're, you know, newer and less experienced and they're selling. I mean, it's Mary Kay's wisdom, that her advice, you know, that really, you know, as a vehicle to your trip, as a vehicle to reaching your seminar goals, the B, the car, the unit club, your offspring directors, whatever it is, you know, you need to do the 10-party week if you haven't before or if you need to right now, and you know if you need to. If for nothing else, to say that because you have to slay that giant. You need to earn the car because you got to slay that giant. You got to earn the Cadillac because you got to slay that giant. You know, it's trip, million, wrapping up your area to slay the giant. You know, what I want you guys to do, and I don't know, some of you are fine with writing on your hands and some aren't, but I want you to take a Sharpie and I want you to write some words on your left hand and write some words on your right hand. I mean, if you're going to a meeting or an event, I am too. It doesn't matter. Write it on your hands. People are going to ask you about it. It'll be a great booking tool. I want you to write on your left hand, if you will help me. If you will help me. On your right hand, I can do that. So on your left hand, if you will help me, I can do that. You guys, I guarantee you, if you will be, have that can-do spirit that Joshua and Caleb did, knowing that your report of the promised land and the choices that you make, they do make a difference to far more women and families and people than you'll ever know. I know that God's given you exposure. He's given you a snapshot of the trip or whatever it is between now and the end of June, between now and the end of February, between now and Career Conference. I know, I believe with 150% of my being that if you tell God that if you will help me, I can do that, he will. If you tell God and you believe that if he will help you, you can do it. If you will help me, I can do it. You're talking to God. I guarantee you he will. Okay, guys, that is what I wanted to share. I hope that was helpful for your week, for your month. God bless.
Down.
Yes.
This is Cindy. You know, we are so on the same track. I know that, let me just do a disclaimer kind of thing. I know that my national area is saying to themselves, Cindy called Dawn Sweeney or text her, said she needs to talk about 10 show weeks. And I did not. Did I? I didn't.
No. No, I asked you 2 weeks ago. I go, because I've been doing a pace sitter push program, and so I haven't been on the last push calls. And I go, has anyone been talking about 10-party week? Because that is what God's really laid on my heart, just to share and be a catalyst for since January 1st.
There is nothing, like you said, catalyst is the perfect word for it, like a 10-show week. To be the catalyst, to be the spark, you know, that lights a fire in you and in your unit or in a national area. And, you know, something I had not thought about was what you said about the story in Numbers about how those 10 spies with their negative report impacted hundreds of thousands of people. I think that a lot of people, when they read the Bible, they don't understand that it was, I mean, million. It was more than a million people in those Israelites that came out of Egypt. And so really those 10 negative reports, 10 people with a negative report, changed the destiny of a generation. Now, everybody had the choice of believing it because, of course, Joshua and Caleb did not believe it. And God kept them young. He kept them young so that when they got to the promised land, Caleb was 85 years old, and he said, I'm as strong today as I was 40 years ago. You know, I want to pose a question to everybody that's listening to this call. What if your dogged determination to hold on to the dream that God has placed in your heart and your willingness to persevere and believe no matter what would keep you young? Would keep you young physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, seriously, I'm so serious because, you know, we're in the anti-aging business.
Right.
We're in the anti-aging business. And not to take away from you, Dawn, we're going to have, I want the nationals to be thinking what they want to say to you when they come on the line. But I went to a doctor's office with my husband Friday. And this is a doctor that he just really thinks a lot of. This man is so smart. He is a genius. Anyway, first time I've ever met this doctor, and he said, Steve, you're a cradle robber. Steve and I are the same age. We're within 4 months of each other. And he said, you're a cradle robber. I said, actually, doctor, we're the same age. He said, no way. And I said, yeah, way. We are the same age. And so I finally, you know, told him, well, I'm married with Mary Kay. You know, I'm a national sales director with Mary Kay. And he said, sister, he said, it's not just Mary Kay that's keeping you young. And so then Steve said, clean living. But you know what I think it is? It's hope.
It's hope.
It's hope. And it's holding on to the dream. I mean, yes, I've used Mary Kay, and I've used it faithfully. I've never slept with a dirty face in 33 and a half years. You know, I can't. I have to wash my face and use my skincare. And that is part of it. But, y'all, what if? I mean, I'm asking you, what if Caleb's determination and Joshua's determination to hold on to the dream and to believe God no matter what, and no matter with the fact that they were surrounded by the naysayers, by a bunch of people that murmured, you know? And I have all those translations of the Bible, what you said, and I always start with the King James because that's what I grew up with. And if you read in the book of Numbers and just count the number of times the word murmur is mentioned, which means griping and complaining and being negative. That, you know, and you can't let it come out of your mouth, you guys. You just cannot. And so, Dawn, thank you for bringing that. Now, you were talking too fast. You know, you talk faster than we do down here in the South. And so she said that
that's what playbacks are for.
That's right. That's what playbacks are for. But the three things that Mary Kay said was the reason people were not achieving. Three things.
When they're not achieving what they want, Mary Kay, when people were complaining about how things were not happening, Ann Newberry shared that Mary Kay always took them back to the core of the issue and said that it was for three reasons: not managing your time well enough, not focusing on where this work pays off.
Where this work pays off. That's what I needed right there, this work.
And three, or they have not done enough of what you need to do to get where you want to be.
Just haven't done enough yet.
Yep.
That's it. That's it. Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Daisha talked to us. It was, I think, the very first of February about a perfect 10, which was to have 10 parties on your date book by the 5th of every month so that, you know, and she recommended booking 20 so 10 would hold, you know. And so I sent a text immediately when we hung up that call challenging my directors to get on the phone and book 10 by the 5th of the month and to have it on their date book. And, you know, the directors that took that challenge are having an awesome February, which is contributing to our national areas, you know, month altogether. And a lot of them already have new team members. One of my directors already has, I think, a silver medal. And she was one of the ones that took the challenge of a perfect 10. And so, you know, the challenge of taking that another step and doing a 10-show week, and you can do it, y'all. You really can do it. And it is like a giant to a lot of people that have never done it. You know, that when you do it, I promise you, you will feel like you have just slayed Goliath. That's, you're going to have the same feeling, the same adrenaline rush that David had, you know, when he slew Goliath. Well, I want the other nationals to come on the line and have their say. So you have to hit star 6 to unmute yourself. We're a bit quiet this morning.
Everyone's quiet.
They're trying to figure it out.
Hey, Dawn, this is Sue Ubel.
Good morning.
Hi. Well, I just have to say you're always just one of my absolute favorites, not only my sister, NSD, but you are just one of my favorites. I made sure all my directors had the reminder to get on today. But one of the things I so appreciate about you always is that you just lead us to our own personal responsibility to own what we have in this business. And your standard has always been that for that promised land. You always make us strive for the promised land to be that level of excellence that, you know, we've been taught and the legacy that we've had, and to own it, that we are where we are because of the choices and things that we've made, and we just own that responsibility. And the good news is that we have a way to get out of it. When you were talking about the 10-party week, I thought it was so perfect in tandem with Cheryl last week, who talked about the parties of her getting out in the field and just rolling it out specifically of what she's doing at these preview type of parties and things. But, you know, it's just getting in the field, and whether you set 10, 15, whatever your goal is, but just set a goal and start to watch the momentum and everything start coming. But thank you for just always cutting to the chase and just cutting to the core and just that personal responsibility of where we're at and how we can make the difference when we get our mindset in that different focus. You're just always right on there. So I so appreciate and love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Good morning. Good morning. It's that wonderful, wealthy Kim Walker.
Good morning, Kim.
Oh my gosh, my homegirl always knocks it out the park. Dawn, I could go on forever, but just, you know, I love the way you always you tell the story, but you also bring the lesson. And that's so Mary Kay. But thank you so much for your example and your work ethic. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. I'm just trying to get through, you know, single babies. I'm like, you've been married like forever. Now you got grown daughter planning wedding. Oh my gosh, dog. All I can say is I'm so happy that you're ahead of me, because you are always there for me, and you always help me make it through. So I just, you know, I just hope the directors listening in really know that as you shared the standard, and Sue hit it also, the standard you shared, oh my gosh, they need to play this back, and really we need to meditate on it, because we do take for granted so much. And not only do we take for granted, we have a tendency to expect this, mm-hmm. that we should be in the right conversation. We should be chasing you where they should, you know, we should be chasing after those that mm-hmm. have gone before us and honoring them with mm-hmm. our completion of a work. And so thank you for reminding us of that. And the only point I want to add on, as well as that you shared, is exposure. Oh my God, when I think of the exposure and the things that God opened doors, God mm-hmm. exposed us. Even mm-hmm. those of us on this call this morning, this is God exposing you mm-hmm. to another opportunity, and we have to allow it to penetrate. So thank you, Dawn, for reminding us of so many things. And Cindy, thank you as well. I'm just so thankful and appreciative. And I'm going to do a 10-show week. I already have my list ready, and you reminded me again. I'm like, okay, 10 hosts. I'm like, oh, she's at 20 hostesses. Okay, so I got to go back to the list in order to hold the 10 in this month of February, because I am determined to have new first line by seminar. So thank you again, Dawn, for all that you do, and thank you, Cindy, as well.
Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
Well, just in case, Dawn, you know, it seems like people are always, well, okay, a 10-show week. Oh, big deep breath. And so the script, what you use to book the 10-show week, just in case.
You know, my script the script I recommend is still like just a variation of the new consultant Power Start script. I mean, really, we don't need 50 million scripts. The new consultant script is, you know, hi, I'm a brand new consultant. I just started my Mary Kay business. And why? Because if you know those people, so now you could just say, I've just been in a challenge, you know, to hold a 10-party week because I'm going into a leadership training program, because I'm earning a trip, because I'm getting this recognition, because my team is, you know, in this championship, whatever the reason is. And then these are the times I'm available, blank or blank, which is better for you. And schedule them for, you know, a time frame then that you can, you know, if they only have themselves and they don't have people join them, that you could be the hostess and have multiple people yourself. So whether it's at your home or at a training center or meeting space. And then once they schedule their time, you know, I obviously, since I need those 30 faces in that week, which, you know, who do you know that would join you and be part of this? And then get their guest list. So my dialogue is always, I've built my whole, you know, trips and million-dollar units on just altering that Power Start dialogue, Perfect Start dialogue, new consultant, you know, dialogue that I was given 29 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, people have great, they're doing videos and they're sending them, texting them. They're doing cute things on Facebook. I mean, figure it out. Just do what you need to do to get this thing booked. But that script is what I always used and has always worked, and I continue to teach people to use. And I know there's, you know, lots of variations, but I think sometimes people, you know, you sit there, I don't know what to say. You guys, seriously? Like,
really?
That's such a victim statement. I don't know what to say. Like, you can say, I'm unwilling to look for the resources and make use of them, but you can't use I don't know as an excuse in this day and age when you could right now push a button in between Mary Kay and Touch, your national, your adopted national's website, or anyone's website that you have access to. You could get more scripts than you need for 5,000 Mary Kay lifetimes. So I don't know is no, it's not acceptable. You know, like, we don't want to be teenagers. Teenagers, like, fall back into that childlike behavior. Like, when a 1 or 2 year old, 3 year old says, I don't know, then it's fine because they honestly may not know. But once kids get older and they say, I don't know, it's like they're using it, like, you know, as an escape because they didn't want to take personal responsibility for it. You know, we have a lot of adults in our world and thus adults in Mary Kay that are acting like teenagers and saying, I don't know, mm-hmm. and thinking that that's an acceptable excuse to not progress towards what God's called you to. And it's not acceptable. You want to tell yourself the truth, because if you're telling yourself a lie, you can't make any changes on it. So the truth is, you make your prospect list, figure out what your script's going to be, highlight your date book of when you're going to do these appointments, and then, you know, do it now, like Mary Kay said, do it now, not tomorrow, do it now, do it now, do it now, book it, and then call us back and tell us the results. Okay. That's what Mary Kay Ash would say. That's what she said.
That's exactly right. And I'm in a contest, basically, and I need your help. I'm in a contest, mm-hmm. and I need your help, that Mary Kay taught us is a no-fail booking mm-hmm. approach. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, even guys to say, I'm working to break a record. You know,
yeah.
you are, your own record. I mean,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you're working to break
your own
record.
Supply a record in your area. Record's
yeah.
a record somewhere for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, what did Mary Kay teach us? She said that people will support that which they help to create. And so when you tell your potential hostess, I'm working to break a record and I need your help, then she can throw her support your way and they get excited, you know, to go along with the trip. And y'all, the before and after contest that the company has right now with the ACM Awards is such a perfect thing that you can
oh,
do
yeah.
hand in hand
yeah.
with, I'm in a contest and I need your help, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I am personally not that huge of a fan of country music. I like some country music. There's some groups that I really like. And yet I can work this. I can use it.
Mm-hmm.
I can work it because there are tons and tons of people that
okay.
are heavy into country music. And if
you could,
they're not,
you could just use that for your 10-party week.
Really?
I mean, you figure out what do you want to do. I mean, if it's worth it, if getting from here to there is worth it enough to you, and what I'm hearing from the 10-party week achievers, I mean, they're so exhilarated. They've had mm-hmm. so much fun. Like, they're not there on the other side of the finish line going, that was exhausting. That was horrible.
Oh, no.
They're saying, oh, my God. Like, I have piles of sales tickets. I have cash flow. I have all these new leads and all these bookings. I mean, that is what I think people are the most excited about. They have new team members. But all the bookings, I mean, think of looking at your date book. So what you do right now in February sets you up to start March. So as a director, you finish up a month, but you start March, and your date book already has 10 to 20 classes booked from people who have already been at parties. You guys, that's Mary Kay Nirvana, really. Mm-hmm. And that's how we used to build our business. Like having to go out every day and get leads or your date book is blank, that's not what I was taught. Like, I don't know that Mary Kay, and honestly, I don't want to work that Mary Kay. That I see you guys work far harder with a lot more stress than I ever worked and built my trip units and million-dollar units in national area. The old Mary Kay way works the best. And all of you know enough people right now, target market women who use the product or you've been fixing to get around to talk to, that you can book your 10 parties with without going out and meeting a new soul. Still go and meet the people, do the networking things you're doing, but book your 10-party week. You can do it right now through the people that you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, where I always go to is my existing customer base. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm going for a big goal like a 10-show week, my existing customer base, you look at your PCP, which please, I can't believe the number of people who don't participate in PCP or that don't have a personal website. That's mm-hmm. just, if you're a director and you don't participate in those two programs, I can't fathom it. I don't understand that. It's like you uh-huh. said, Don, it's not acceptable. It's just uh-huh. not acceptable. But going into my PCP and looking at who are my best customers, you know, who orders, and you probably know them. I mean, off the top uh-huh. of your head, you probably don't even have to look at your list. Uh-huh. And calling those people, you know, we are more social as a culture than we've ever been with uh-huh. Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all those things. And yet we're not connected.
Uh-huh.
We're not connected. People have forgotten how to be a friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mary Kay taught us through what we do as a career what the true meaning of friendship is. I mean, uh-huh. I can say without hesitation or reservation, the best friends that I have on the face of this planet are Mary Kay consultants and directors and national sales directors. They really uh-huh. are. We learn how to be a friend. And so when you've been a good friend to your customer base, they want to help you.
Uh-huh.
You know, so many, it's just astonishing to me now. We have so many people that are directors that never knew Mary Kay the lady.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Mary Kay had so many great sayings, and she said that we are all angels with just one wing. And when we wrap our arms around each other, we can fly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
Beautiful.
So reach out to those people, you know, that you have loved and taken care of and been good to as a customer and say, you know, I'm in a contest. I need your help. I'm working to break a record, you know, this coming week, and I need your help. And they will help you, and they want to be a part of something bigger, you know, than anything they're currently doing. And that's how you're going to not only share the product, but you're going to share the opportunity as well. Well, thank you, Dawn, so much. And, you know, I just challenge everybody. And I'm like Kim Walker, gulp. I'm going to do a 10-show week. I haven't done one in a while. But you know what you said, Dawn, about when you do it?
Uh-huh.
You do, but you will not listen to excuses. I listened uh-uh. to a message, a sermon yesterday, no more excuses. Oh, talk about ouch, hallelujah. No, when we make excuses, we become the victim.
Uh-huh.
And you're either a victim or you're a victor.
Amen.
There is no in-between. And when you buy into the excuses, you're a victim. And
yep.
so God wants us to be victors. Thank you again, you guys. Have a great week. Book that 10-show week. Let's do it. Bye-bye.